The New England Patriots are off to a disappointing start. They are now 1-2 on the young season after last night's 26-10 loss to the Detroit Lions in Detroit. With us this morning to review what went wrong is ESPN.com's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike, joining us from Detroit. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you?
I'm all right, but the Patriots aren't. Let's just say it outright. At least from my point of view, the Pats stunk last night. They did very, very little right. They were dominated on both offense and defense. How did Detroit do it?
Well, let's start with this, Bob. I mean, that was one of the worst opening performances in the first half that we've seen from Bill Belichick-coached Patriots team over the last 19 years that he's been the coach. And, you know, how did they do it? Well, they kept the ball away from the Patriots. You look at the time of possession, the Lions had it for 39 minutes to the Patriots 21 minutes, which is almost 2-1. And there's a line of thinking that Tom Brady can't hurt you if he isn't on the field that much, you know, with the football in his hands. And that certainly worked in the Lions' favor.
Brady appeared frustrated all night last night, and he sure sounded like it after the game. Let's listen.
We just didn't get the job done. I mean, there's no, wasn't like they reinvented a defense out there. It was just really us not doing a good job with anything in run game, pass game, you know.
You know, he didn't make very many plays. There was a moment, though, just before the end of the first half when the Pats intercepted a ball and Brady looked like Brady marching the team downfield. But then after that, you know, not so much. Tell us about his performance.
Well, he finished 14 of 26 for 133 yards with one touchdown and one interception. And his frustration really stood out in the fourth quarter after that one interception in which he sort of just heaved the ball down the middle of the field on a long pass that didn't have much of a chance to even be completed. And what you see from the Patriots offense with Tom Brady is that they have such limited weapons, you know, for him to throw to, and that's where that frustration might have been coming out. The Lions putting so much attention on covering Rob Gronkowski, who's, you know, the best tight end in the NFL, and so it's incumbent on the other players to get open and make plays. And with Chris Hogan and Philip Dorsett at wide receiver, and Sony Michel, the rookie, and Rex Burkhead and James White at running back, the Patriots are shorthanded, undermanned, and not having enough of those players make consistent plays.
And they looked awful on defense, though, too. They couldn't stop the Lions' run or the pass.
That is true, Bob. And you know, the Detroit Lions haven't had a player rush for 100 yards leading into this game in 70 straight games, but it happened last night in this game. Kerryon Johnson, their rookie, rushed for 101 yards, and that just tells you how poor the Patriots played defensively, that team hadn't had a player hit that mark for 70 games, but they did against the Patriots. They were blown off the line of scrimmage, a lot of holes for the Lions to run, and at times, they just look like they weren't even invested into what was happening out on the field. Their tackling was poor. They had breakdowns. Again, very uncharacteristic of a Bill Belichick coach team. At one point, they actually had one too many players on the field, and they get penalized for it. That just shows you how the breakdowns for them were not just on the field with the players, but also with the coaching staff itself.
Yeah, at that moment when they get penalized for having 12 players on the field, they all looked like such rookies and like they weren't paying attention. And it's not going to get any easier because next weekend they play the unexpectedly tough, undefeated Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are 3-0 on the season.
That's right. You wouldn't have expected this in week four of the season, you know, to have a first place team in the game not be the Patriots, who are 1-2 after having two straight losses. So it won't get easier for the Patriots, but one thing they can look forward to is after that game, Julian Edelman, the wide receiver, will return from a four-game suspension, and perhaps Josh Gordon, the receiver they traded for last Monday, is ready to play in that game. He could help them. He did not play in the game last night as he is still managing a hamstring injury.
Well, I guess the fans are just going to have to wait to see what comes of the Patriots over the next two, three, 4 weeks.
That's right, Bob. And one thing you can say about the Patriots, as bad as it's looked the last 2 weeks, they usually do improve under Bill Belichick. They have to hope that this 2018 team sort of follows that same pattern.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and offers regular analysis here on WBUR. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me.